Hi guys, welcome back to my podcast, Gist with Tari. It's your favorite girlfriend for hire, your favorite life coach. I just want to say a big shout out to everyone who has been on my podcast, who has been listening, who has been posting and sharing with their friends, their family. A big shout out to everyone. I'm very grateful. And a special shout out to Emily and Demi. You know why. So, yes, I'm very grateful. So, this is a part two to my very, my official first episode, which is the thin line between disrespecting your partner and doing you. So the first one was, the part one was my point of view. Those are the things I feel like if you do as my partner, you would be disrespecting me or disregarding me. So I asked you guys to send in your scenes. Have you ever been disrespected by your partner? Send it down. Have you ever disrespected your partner? Send it down. And I got a few feedbacks, which I'm very grateful for. So I just want to state that these things are crazy. These things are mad. So we're just going to dive straight into it. I'm going to be reading because the messages were sent to my WhatsApp, so I'm going to be reading directly from my WhatsApp right about now. Okay. So they're going to be anonymous because, they're just going to be anonymous. This first scene, so she said, so I was in a deep situationship with a guy. Brackets, I say deep because it was a matter of saying the words to make a relationship, but I wasn't ready. Bracket close. And it was going good until I started to see huge bright red flags. Every time I was with him around his friends, I felt like a blob. They would make fun of me, call me skinny and unattractive, and be rough with me, and he would not say a word. So, best of all, he's an idiot. Let's just keep it like that, because why would you allow your friends, your bald-headed friends, to body shame and rough handle your babe in your presence? That is the highest. See why I hate situationships. This is it. This is not even about being in a situationship. This is just a bad and rotten person overall. And if you feel like this scene is, you know, familiar, yes, we're talking about you right now. So she said, when he occasionally did, it was to agree with them or laugh at me. And this nigga said he was in love. Love in the mud. God forbid though. I'm glad I wasn't into him like that, because I fit Chris. Anyway, I left the gathering one day, blocked him and never texted him again. He reached out through my friend begging and all of that, but I never went back. How could I? The disrespect was smelling. It was rotten. I won't even lie. It was rotten. How would you tell me that you like me? You're feeling me? And then your friends are body shaming me. You're agreeing with them. You're allowing them to rough handle me. Even if we are not in a relationship, even if there's no tag, you know, this is just being a human being. This is the level of your humanity, and the level of your, how do I put it? The level of your, is it sense or senselessness? Because this is just, you know what I would do as the babe? Of course, I would leave the scene. I would remove myself from that smelling equation. But I'll call my guys. I'll make one or two phone calls. Oh, God. Let's forget it. Let's just let's leave it. I'm not trying to go back to that space, you know. So let's leave it. This next scene, she said, so there's this guy, we've been on and off basically, but then I really, really like this guy. He claims to like me too, but his actions don't match his words. So this guy knows I really like him and care for him. Like, anyone that knows both of us would know that I strongly like this guy. Now, the disrespect started when he fucked another babe and told me to my face that he had sex with another babe. I was hurt, actually, but then I had no right to be angry because he wasn't officially my man. But bro was fully aware of my feelings for him, and then he apologized. What was his point, though? I still don't understand it. Anywho, that caused serious problems in our situationship or friendship or whatever the fuck it is. He felt like sorry was supposed to make everything go away. But sis, I wasn't cool with it. But up till now, I'm still not cool with it. So this is why I disregard situationships. This is why I try my possible best not to go into situationships. First of all, I think I should explain this thing. There's friends with benefits. First of all, there's like a talking stage where you guys vibe. You're basically talking, getting to know each other. And then there's situationship. This is where, you know, you obviously like each other. There's an attraction. In the talking stage, yeah, there's an attraction, but like, this is like, you're on the fence of being in a relationship and not in a relationship. You know, you guys have stated your obvious reasons for not being in a relationship, but you like each other. You want to be exclusive, but at the same time, you don't want to be exclusive. You get, this is a situationship. You are intimate. In the talking stage, I don't think you're intimate because you're talking. You're talking. But this situationship, you've moved past talking and you're doing things. Yeah, you're doing that. And then there's relationship and then there's friends with benefits. You see the situationship. It's like you're in a relationship but you're not in a relationship. When things like this happen, you can't really voice out. You can't be upset because you're not in a relationship. This man is not your man. You're not his woman. He's not entitled to be loyal to you. He's not entitled to be committed to you and all of that. That's why situationships are just, God, they house disrespect. They house a lot of disrespect. I would advise, if you're a soft baby girl, don't go through that. Please ignore it the best you can, because situationships, I feel like situationships are for people who like to disrespect other people. Like, they are for toxic people. That's a comfortable zone for a toxic person, because I could be there and disrespect you and apologize. That's the only thing, because I know you cannot do anything about it. We are not dating. We just like each other. So, moving on. I just give you two things, and I just explained it to you. I would advise that you stay away from situationships the best you can. Please avoid it. Avoid it like it's the plague. Avoid it. So this other scene is from a guy. He said, it was a voice note, so I'm trying to quote him correctly. I'm not trying to, you know, misquote. So I needed to be attentive. He said he was dating this girl, and you know, there was a day she sent him pictures on WhatsApp, and these pictures, according to him, she said were for his eyes only. And the next minute he's seeing them on, and it's not like he didn't gas her up or hype her up. He was like, oh, you know, you're pretty, you're beautiful, you know, all of that, you look scrumptious, blah, 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 blah. And the next minute, my brother is seen on WhatsApp. It's on her story. And he's like, I thought you said these pictures were for my eyes only. And she said, oh, yeah, I'm going to take them down. I'm sorry, blah, blah. Apparently, my nigga had like 10 eyes because I just felt like that scene right there, she just wanted like validation. Like, oh, yeah, you're pretty. And then she posted it for other men them to see. So, yeah, that's what. And he felt disrespected. She didn't. Up until today, those pictures did not go down. She waited the whole 24 hours. She exhausted the whole 24 hours. So, yeah, he felt disrespected. And I would be disrespected if, as a girl, you know, you send me for my eyes only pictures. It's a different thing if you didn't send it to me, if you just posted them and then I saw them and I'm like, oh, these pictures should be in my gallery, you know, trying to gas you up. And then it's cool, but you sent them to me. You told me they were for my eyes only, and then I'm seeing, am I blind? Do you need help from other people to see that you're good looking? So that's it. I would be disrespected too. I'd feel disrespected too. So moving on, this is another scene. Girls, do better. My gender, do better, please. This is another scene. I'm trying to, because this scene is like, it's all, I'm confused a little bit, but I think I have the basics in my head. So he said, if, you know what, skip, let's just go through this scene. So this scene, we have a villain in the house. And he just it's a summary, and he said he didn't give me a particular scene, but he's just talking about himself basically. So he said it's not like I don't want to be in a relationship, but I've been single for all of my life and bad habits are hard to kill. Amen. That's right. So he said, it might be toxic, but for some weird reason, my mentality is more directed to, it's better, it's not official, and I make those mistakes than when it is and I do. So he's basically saying that, you know, one of the bad habits is that he doesn't want to get into relationships because he knows that he's toxic and he makes certain mistakes. But it's better if he's making these mistakes, you know, when it's not official than when it is. So he said the heart doesn't change, but I'd rather not just make mistakes or hurt people after asking them out. So he said it doesn't lessen the blow, but for him, you know, it's just, yeah. And he said, like, I'll keep hurting the person, and it's not fun watching them hurt. Like, sometimes it could be as bad as I didn't even know I did something wrong, but because that's what I'm used to, I wouldn't think it was wrong. He said, then there's the option of just let the person be and let them get over you quickly. Such a selfless thing to do and a good call, but it's not as easy as it rolls off the tongue in reality, especially when you really rate the person too. So he's basically saying he's toxic and, you know, but he feels like the mistakes he makes, it's better when, you know, whatever he has with the person is not tagged, is not official. That's what he's saying. So, you know, that is like the, that is the whole deal right there. This is a villain. Super villain. I don't know how to want to put it, but it's a super villain. So this other scene, he said, I'm probably rushing, but he said that he was getting to know this girl and it was out there. They liked each other. He invited her over to his workplace one day and she came and he gave her his phone, you know, just keep yourself busy, I'm working right now. And he was having a conversation with his colleague, so he felt disrespected because she went through his phone. And then she got upset because she saw a conversation between him and another babe, blah blah blah, but he felt disrespected. He felt like, you shouldn't have gone through my phone. And I will say this. I will say this for your sanity. Please do not go. Yes, we talk about privacy and blah, 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 blah. But honestly, personally, I wouldn't go through my partner's phone. Not because I'm scared of what I'll see, but because I feel like that's their privacy, you know. It's them, and I trust you to some extent. I trust you, and I'm not worried about your phone, so there's no need for me to go through your phone. So I feel like you going through your partner's phone is like wanting to see something. It means you don't trust them, and that is disrespectful. So yes. Then he said, you know, this is a victim and a villain guy, because he felt disrespected. It's a lot of people would see it as little, but then you can't measure disrespect. So that was disrespectful to him, and that's that. And he said where he disrespected her was where he, you know, would occasionally go to. They had a mutual friend, a girl that was her friend and his friend, and he said where he felt like he disrespected her was where he would occasionally go to this mutual friend's house to cook for this mutual friend. So, you know, so he felt like that was disrespectful, because, you know, that shouldn't have happened. You know, there are boundaries. This person is your babe's friend. They became official. No, they became official. They made things official. She was his girlfriend, and he was her boyfriend. So that shouldn't have happened. I don't know. I'm trying to remember if they had sex. I doubt that, but yeah, there was no boundary between that. Now, the scene I have been waiting for. I have never ever experienced this scene before. Fortunately for me, all the guys I've been with, you know, they have best friends of the same gender. So yes, that's what I'm about to talk about. She said, Now before I start with this scene, let me just take this little time to explain this. There's bestie and then there's best friend. Now, bestie is different from best friend, you know. Besties, oh, you know, can you come blow my coochie for me? You know, that kind of, yeah. And then the best friend is actually the best friend. So please be guarded. She said he had a bestie before they got into the relationship, but he assured her that, oh, that's not what we're doing. It's not the typical best friend thing you see online. We're just best friends. And he was trying to make her comfortable about the whole situation. So he would occasionally, you know, video call his best friend while she was there and make an introduction. Oh, this is my best friend. This is my girlfriend. And she said she felt comfortable, you know. After some time, she felt like, oh, yeah, she's nothing, you know, I'm not threatened by her, so it's fine. This continued, you know, they would go out, sometimes the three of them, sometimes just the two of them, like the boyfriend and the best friend. She had no problem with that, up until that particular day, he said, oh, I'm going out with my best friend, it's a best friend day. She was like, okay, no problem. And he went out, and she said she had to talk to her own best friend, which is a girl. But now let's go back. During this relationship, she said she, you know, deactivated her WhatsApp. She had the app on her phone, but like it was frozen, so she was only communicating through Instagram, and he knew. Now, her best friend wasn't on Instagram at the moment. She wasn't active. So she had to go and, you know, activate her WhatsApp. So she did that, and he wasn't aware that she was going to do that. It was just like a 1 minute thought. So she texted her best friend, and, you know, while she was at it, she got a message, not a message, she got a notification, you know, when someone, you know, uploads posts on the story. So she saw that, and voila, what do we have here? It's her boyfriend. What does she see? Her boyfriend, you know, grabbing the ass of his bestie. It wasn't just one picture, and it wasn't a mistake. This is an intentional act. Like, he's actively, consciously, it's not like he's in a coma or he's dying and the ass is going to save him. He's doing it all smiles, posing for the camera, and that was it. So many other pictures. And she said she was confused, because is this what it's all about? Am I supposed to get mad? Am I supposed to get jealous? Am I supposed to break up? You know, is it that serious? So that right there is bullshit. I would slap. Let's not get physical. I might just call boys, you know, call my own boys to run to achieve your phones. You know, achieve your phones. I sell it, even if I'm going to sell it for like 2K, no problem. Sell it, buy drinks, organize small party, and then just, you know, run it, waste the money, sub a lot of data. That's it. So yeah, she felt that was disrespectful. I would feel disrespected. If you're a normal human being, you'd feel disrespected too. It's only a goat at this point that would tell me that's not disrespect. And then she also mentioned the issue of you're in a relationship, a new relationship, and you know your ex still wants you. Your ex is actively trying to get you back, and you're entertaining this ex all in the name of, oh, must I fight with my ex? Nobody's saying you should carry sword and fight with your ex. Nobody's saying you should, you know, wear the armor of Christ or whatever and fight with your ex. Nobody's saying that. But boundaries and respect. I mean, if you're feeling your ex, why are you guys exes? Why am I here? Why do you need me? So you have me now, you better stick. See, that's why I take my time to look at these things. A lot of times we bring these things upon ourselves because I feel like we should hold people accountable to what they tell us. You're in a talking stage and this person is telling you how they cannot be committed, they're fighting demons with commitments, they're having commitment issues. And because, you know, you guys have spoken for like, what, 3 weeks, 4 weeks, you feel like, oh, you just assume in your head that this person has changed because of you, and, you know, maybe this person doesn't have commitment issues anymore, and then you guys should just date. You know, no. Until they revoke that, until they renounce that, until they come back and tell you that, oh yeah, you know what, I've been working on myself and I feel like I can do this, I could be committed, you know, will you be? That's it. Don't go about assuming. Hold people accountable to their words, to what they say. Please hold people. So I feel like that is the end of today's, wow, 23 minutes, that's a lot. So I feel like that's the end of today's podcast for wow, this is really bad. My outro is really bad, but thank you very much once again for taking the time out to listen. I recently found out that you can subscribe to my podcast on Spotify. So go on there, you search my name, Gist with Tari, and then you subscribe so you get notified anytime I drop, you know, a new bedu. Anyway, don't let anything stop you from gisting with Tari. This same time, this same day, yeah, next week. Stay tuned. Thank you. Bye.